Okay, so quick recap. We have focused already on the first two words that I put up, so we're about halfway through, just to encourage you. So we've talked about that word shiny, about being able to show people Jesus through the people that we are, and knowing, being encouraged and determined to do that, because we know that God is with us through the Holy Spirit. Now this next bit, the next word, love. This is an important word as well, isn't it? Love. You know, February the 14th is just around the corner. Husbands, don't forget to buy your wives a card. So this word love. Now, I want to demonstrate this in a particular way that's going to involve all of us joining in. Okay? If you are able, I need you to join in standing up. Okay? If you're not, that's fine. You can stay sitting down because you can still join in. But as many of us as possible to join in standing up. And there are some actions that I'm going to prompt you for as you hear the words of the song. Okay, we're going to act out what the song is saying. Okay, you ready for this? So if you all stand up, if you're able. As many as able are to stand up. Now there is one action, just a warning before we start the song. There is one action that you need to do one foot at a time, otherwise they're going to be injuries. Okay, so Mike, when you're ready. I feel it in my feet, shake your hands around. Right, in your toes, shake your feet around. That's the one foot at a time, okay? Keep shaking your hands as well, because you look really funny doing that. Love is all around me. Give yourself a hug.
I saw the feeling grow.
Some of you are swaying, that's lovely.
It's written on the wind.
Oh,
it's everywhere
I go.
Oh, yes it is.
If you want to share the peace with each other during this time, that's fine. Okay, let's just stop the song. Right. Okay, you can carry on hugging and loving. I know it says in that song, it says, keep doing that forever, but we probably do need to stop for a minute, okay? Right, you did that really well. Just sit down for a minute. But I do have a slight concern. There were one or two people that seemed to be more into that than others. One or two people who were more, who were less willing than others to, And then even more, less willing to give each other a hug. Now, do you think that's okay? Do you think it's okay? David does. Do you think it's okay that when we were trying to do something together as church, some of us decided not to join in? David, come here a minute. I'll be interested in an explanation. Come here. Come here. So, for those of you that don't know, David is one of our leadership team, and whose input I value greatly. Except not now. Right, so David, the purpose is that we're trying to demonstrate the love we have for each other, and I'm saying that it's okay for, you're saying it's okay for some people not to join in with that. Explain yourself.
Yeah. Well, some people, they demonstrate love differently. And because we're British and God made us all a bit different and he loves all of us the same, he's happy for some of us to express it differently. Some of us are less comfortable with hugging.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Is David's excuse, I mean, is David's explanation acceptable, do you think? Yeah, something yes, something no. But you know, actually, most of what David said, I think is quite acceptable. Because you see, David's absolutely right. God made each of us to be different, didn't he? In Romans chapter 12, where Paul writes again, and he talks about the word love a lot in that particular chapter of Romans, he talks there about love being sincere, David. Love being sincere. Now, we can show that in different ways. I accept that. And then he talks in there as well about, in that same chapter, in chapter 12 of Romans, how God gifts and equips different people to do different things for him at different times. It would be no good to be church if we were all treasurers like David is, or all pastors, or all whatever. You know, we need everybody, don't we? Participating and joining in different ways, and at different times doing their different things. And that's how Paul comes in Ephesians, in his letter to the Ephesian church, to talk about another word, the last word that you had up at the beginning. Can anybody remember what that is? Or add itty at the end, but didn't start like that. Go on. Unity. Right, somebody tell me, what does unity mean? Go on, Joe. All together. Brilliant. Unity means being all together, doesn't it, as God's people. All together, sharing our love and our care and our concern in godly ways, in the ways that Jesus would have done. That doesn't mean that we all have to go around being huggy people. David will be pleased. But, you know, we demonstrate our unity by willing to be part of church, don't we? In the best way that we are able, in the best way that God has gifted us and equipped us to do that. So now we've covered the four words. Being shiny, being able to show Jesus through the people that we are, not just on the outside, not in a fake kind of way, but in a real way that covers the whole of our lives. We've talked about the word power. Now remember that doesn't give us permission to use power badly, but God gives us the strength and the determination to carry on being His church in good ways. We've talked about the next word. Love. Oh, how can I forget that? We've talked about love and showing our love and our care in the ways that are best for us. And then we've talked about unity. Doing that all together in the name of Jesus as His church, so that those looking in on us as church will see that here are a bunch of people who are together in the name of God. Now, those are really important things. And what I want us to do is to let that lead us into some prayer time that we're going to share together now. What I want us to do with our prayers this morning, this bit of our prayers, is to pray in groups where we are, maybe as families or as friends together, wherever we are, as best you feel able and comfortable. And during the prayer time, think about the things that we have been saying. Seek God. Ask God to help us to be the best people that we can be for Him, the best church that we can be for Him. A church that's showing its love and its care and its unity for each other all of the time. And as we're praying as well, we need to remember some particular people. Let's pray.